This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We decided that we did not want to exercise the subpoena powers because of the necessity of expediting the end of the investigation. The expectation was if we did subpoena the president, he would fight the subpoena and we would be in the midst of the investigation for a substantial period of time. I am not making any judgments or offering opinions about the guilt or innocence in any pending case. It is unusual for a prosecutor to testify about a criminal investigation, and given my role as a prosecutor, there are reasons why my testimony will necessarily be limited.
The buzz in D.C. and across the land was about former special counsel Robert Mueller testifying publicly before two separate congressional panels. So what were the hits in this? You heard the subpoena comment there. That was a big one that came out of this. He said he could have hit Trump with a subpoena, but figured the president would fight it and prolong the investigation. He also pushed back against Trump's criticism of his prosecuting work. And also he said that Trump's statements about WikiLeaks were problematic and give hope or some boost to illegal activity. And oh, but wait, there's so much more. Time to usher in our pal, Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News. Hey, Bob, your take on what happened in the Mueller testimony.
You know, Kate, and I wanted to say this from the start, and I know it's about the content and what he said. But I must say, having, you know, seen Mueller in his youthful days in 2001, when I was around, and I'm older and he's older and I understand that, but Kate, he had a look today at some point in time where, I mean, he didn't seem to hear things, providing, you know, simple answers to questions, he would sometimes go a little bit off course. It just didn't seem, it seemed like something was, up with him. I'm not sure what, but it just, kind of was surprising. So I just wanted to mention that in itself because a lot of people have commented on it, you know, there. But down to the substance, you know, the president was tweeting. So obviously the president says he really didn't care about this. You know, he does, of course. I think that Mueller disappointed a lot of the Republicans because he didn't get into the Steele dossier. He wouldn't do that. Kate, I also thought the Republicans were extremely aggressive with Mueller. I really did. I just thought they were aggressive beyond maybe, you know, what they should be. At the same point in time, I still don't think there was a silver bullet today that the Democratic side says, okay, we had 95 people that voted last week for impeachment. Now we're going to go to 218 that, you know, we need to impeach the president. So I think some of it was shaky, you know, at the start. He had to correct himself on a comment that he made about the Justice Department, and this was to Representative Liu, where he was saying that he couldn't indict because of the Justice Department's rulings. Then he came back for the second panel and kind of corrected that and said, well, the question was asked a different way of him. So overall, I think this was a tough day for the president, but I don't think it was a knockout.
No, I don't think it was a knockout either, especially you said it. Mueller, something was off. He seemed very old and like disjointed or something. There's no doubt. Right. And I love that you said that about the Republicans. I thought they zapped him a little bit too much, too. There was that one comment. Isn't it true you're part of a globalist plot to sap our precious bodily fluids? What?
Right.
That's outside the scope of my report. There's 448 pages, but I'm not talking about that. Where's that coming
right
from? And because he didn't have that sense of humor, he couldn't bounce back, and he seemed like a codgery kind of guy. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, he did, and there's the thing, too. Once he started, I don't think the Republicans had to go at him as they did because he was just way off, disjointed, way off base.
Yep.
And so after that, it was like beating a puppy with a tire iron when they went after him. And he, I just... was shocked at some of the seemed like lack of knowledge of the inner workings of the report, in a sense, although he did use, you know, what he wanted in certain ways. One thing, by the way, that came out so clear today that it just struck me right between the eyes, he just sort of casually mentioned when his team and Attorney General Barr's team redacted material together. I thought, well, that old argument that Barr did what he wanted to do obviously doesn't hold water, you know, on
yeah.
that one.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, today I got my Forbes mag in the mail, and Barr is listed as one of the richest politicians, so to speak, in the inner
circle. Oh,
really? He's worth $40 million.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I, like, spit up my coffee.
Wow.
$40 million? Why does he care what anyone says? They can
really?
Say he's
why is he
defending aliens.
Doing?
Who cares? Yeah, why does he care?
Right.
That's exactly what I thought.
I didn't know that. I had no
yeah.
idea.
Yep, there you go. Stranger. Sometimes, what do they say about the fiction and truth and everything else in between? So.
Right, exactly.
So I think it was a wash. I mean, a wash in the sense, like what you just said, the Mueller hearing, you know, a lot of the Democrats are saying, does this help on impeachment? Nancy Pelosi certainly didn't budge in that direction when she was asked. I don't see that happening. What do you think?
No, you and I have talked, we talked about, when Nancy Pelosi was sworn in as Speaker, Kate, you and I talked about the fact that she would not, you know, impeach. And it's true, and this changed nothing today. But that's what I said, no matter who thought they scored some points today, this was a bloody nose for the president. Now, there were some ugly things there. Don McGahn, his counsel, and the calls to McGahn. There were some really things that weren't good. But again, like I said, it's not a knockout. But the big exit answer here is, okay, to the Democratic side, what's your exit plan now? Because did this take you to 218 votes to impeach? No, it didn't. We know that. So what do you do now? I mean, what's their next move? Because right now, President Trump has dominated the Democratic primary by making this about he versus, you know, versus the House. So I just don't think there is a strategy plan after this of what they're going to do.
Yeah, me either. All right, the other big thing I think that I always say this show is about being the voice of reason, and I don't care if you're left of left or right of right, or you don't even prefer a label. Let's just have a conversation. Let's talk about how it affects you and how it affects me. And I think Iran does affect us, even just on the basic level of oil prices and what's happening there. So you had the ex-General Petraeus saying, he was interviewed somewhere, and he said he thinks there's inadvertent escalation of Iran tensions. Do you think we're going to go to war with Iran?
I think it's very possible. You know, I've been very vocal since the day that John Bolton was appointed. I have been very vocal. I've been on your show and tons of other radio stations warning, you know, about a year ago that John Bolton would try to do what he's doing. And, you know, now the president makes jokes. He joked with, I think it was the Irish prime minister came into the office and he said, John, are you going to bomb Ireland? I mean, it's gotten to that point. And the president stopped, you know, obviously the hitting back after the drone. But Bolton himself, now in The Guardian, there's articles about him, The Guardian publication, which is saying that he possibly set the British up to grab that Iranian tanker. It was he who got the information. John Bolton has been on record wanting war with Iran for 20 years. He has fermented it. He has fostered it. So I think that the president knows that he doesn't want to do that unnecessarily.
Right.
But it's a hot spark right now.
It's a hot spark for sure. Bob Ney, you are too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
North Korea.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Russia committed federal crimes in order to help Donald Trump.
When you're talking about the computer crimes charged in our case, absolutely.
Trump campaign officials built their strategy, their messaging strategy around those stolen documents.
Generally, that's true.
Bob Mueller and the testimony, two different spots on the Hill, but a lot of the same, some of it corrected, as we heard from Bob Ney. What does this do as we bounce the ball down the lane? And there's the cries of impeachment and then Republicans saying, this is just ridiculous. The 448 pages of nothing. The president himself said the very same thing. Look, if you're a builder and you've got nothing to build with, you know, what do you think? And it was just a wild day of being held hostage by the Mueller testimony. Kate Delaney, and I hope that you are having a good week. If you're not, we're on the backside of the week for most people, which means you're that much closer to the honeydew list and the night out for barbecue or whatever it is you do when you have some of that time off. So it was kind of like a little bit of a train wreck, I think. You know, my thoughts on this, it was kind of like a train wreck. And a part of it was because Mueller seemed a little bit disjointed to me. And the Democrats, I think, were hoping for a big just hammer. And it wasn't a big hammer. Part of that was because, you know, pretty much the former special counsel finally gets in front of these two committees and delivers this long-awaited testimony, and everybody and anyone's waiting to see what's going to happen. 8 hours. I mean, can you imagine 8 hours of questioning after this whole two-year investigation with the interference into the 2016 election and related matters to Russia, etc.? And pretty much in the opening statement to the House Judiciary Committee, Mueller warned Democrats and Republicans that his testimony would necessarily be limited. So he wasn't going to discuss the details of the FBI's Russia investigation. He wasn't going to talk about that, or the Steele dossier, or the actions of Attorney General William Barr. Pretty much, Mueller said the findings of his investigation don't exonerate Trump, and said the president could still be prosecuted when he leaves the White House. And then poof, that was it. Congressman Mike Turner, Republican from Ohio, said there was no need for Mueller to make a definitive statement on exoneration to Barr because the AG, and he's right, doesn't have the legal authority to exonerate the president. And he said we included it in the report for that reason. That's what he said. He said, that's why we did that. Hello. And we've heard that before, didn't we? Like 25 times, I think. So then there was one time at one point where he was asked again about the whole exoneration. Is it misleading and meaningless and all that kind of stuff? And he said, Mr. Mueller, would you agree with me that the attorney general doesn't have the power to exonerate? And then he said, I'm going to pass on that. And he said, because it embroils us in a legal discussion. I'm not prepared to deal with a legal discussion in that arena. And then he was asked by Congressman Ken Buck, a Republican from Colorado, if the president could be charged with obstruction of justice after leaving office. He said, yes. Could you charge the president with a crime after he left? He said, yes. So then he said, you believe that you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office? So it was like three times he said it. He said, yes. And then there was this confusion over why he didn't indict Trump then. And he said that, he was asked this basically. Ted Lieu, Democrat from California, said, Congressman said, the reason that you didn't indict the president is because the OLC opinion that you cannot indict a sitting president, right? The Office of Legal Counsel. And he said, correct. So it was a lot of yes, correct, no, all of that. And then there was some backpedaling and some of this, too. Mueller testified he didn't meet with Trump for the job of FBI director, and he contradicted some other statements by the president. And one of the things the president must have been watching, or certainly his people were, he tweeted out in the middle of this when the Mueller testimony stuff was going on. He said, it's been reported that Robert Mueller is saying he did not apply an interview for the job of FBI director and get turned down the day before he was wrongfully appointed special counsel. Hope he doesn't say that under oath, in that we have numerous witnesses to the ... So, wow. There were a few moments, I guess, in the testimony, WikiLeaks. Mueller said Trump and the Donald Jr. praising WikiLeaks was problematic, but that was it. Congressman Mike Quigley, a Democrat from Illinois, asked Mueller what he thought of Trump saying, boy, I love reading those WikiLeaks, and calling the emails a treasure trove. And he said, well, problematic is an understatement in terms of what it displays and giving some hope or some boost to what is and should be illegal activity. So there was just a lot of Potomac two-stepping. That's what it was. That's pretty much what you got there. The 448 pages, the over-analysis of this whole situation, and, let's face it, this goes down in the archives, but what comes out of this train wreck? Not really much. A couple of coins out of your pocket and mine, because remember, the two-year investigation cost a pretty penny. And then more of this on the Hill. Now, should things be investigated? Should there be anything happening with the president or any accusations that go a little bit further? Should they be looked into? Should there be investigations? Sure, Democrat or Republicans. But there, sometimes there has to be a timeline to some of this stuff. And there never seemed to be a timeline. It just went on and on and on and on. And then in the end, the Democrats feel like they got shafted. The Republicans feel like they got shafted in a different way. And who really did? The American people. And are the Russians trying to interfere with our elections? You think? You think the Russians have, you know, they have more spies than any other country in Washington, D.C.? You don't think they've infiltrated our politics? Of course they have. Of course they have. I mean, I've been told that several times by a pal at the Pentagon. They can't completely, I mean, it's not like exterminators. They can't completely eliminate what they don't know right under their noses. So it's not a shock. It's not good. Of course it's not good. But this was just ring around the rosy. That's what this was. It really was. You may disagree with me, and that's good. I like when people disagree with me. Please step up, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email, katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and let your thoughts flow. How about that? I mentioned this about the North Korea deal. The North Korea, after just a day before, 2 days ago, North Korea, the situation looks so good, it's so great, Kim Jong-un, well, guess what, North Korea launched two projectiles, not the little kind, from the eastern part of the country into the ocean. So what do you care about that? Well, how many miles? Because that's what we call practice for the real thing. So they went about 267 miles. And this is what South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff are saying. A Japanese government source told Kyodo the missiles did not reach Japan's economic zone and had no impact on Japan's national security. But now firing ballistic missiles, I don't know. Doesn't that cast like a shadow of a doubt on efforts to restart denuclearization talks after our president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met at the DMZ at the end of June? So the White House, Pentagon, and U.S. State Department, well, they didn't really respond. You know, pile me on as the 1,000th person to make a phone call and find out, yeah, they don't really have any statements right now. They just said, we're aware of reports of a short-range projectile launch from North Korea. We don't have any further comments. John Bolton has a hard line against Iran and North Korea, so of course he takes a hard line there, and didn't make any mentions of the launches in a tweet on Thursday morning after a visit to South Korea, only that there were productive meetings. So, I don't know, weapons testing, that's not good. I mean, that's not a show of faith. That's not good at all. And of course, we've been hearing about this great relationship with Kim, and that this is a big foreign policy win. So let's find out more about those projectiles. You had plenty to say about the Mueller report and a few other things as well. It's your turn as we go to the mailbag coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump still calls the Russia investigation a hoax, and he said he doesn't think much of Robert Mueller's 7 hours of testimony on Capitol Hill.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation.
During questioning by Intelligence Committee member Congresswoman Val Demings, Mueller weighed in on whether the president's written responses to his questions were adequate.
Director Mueller, isn't it fair to say that the president's written answers were not only inadequate and incomplete because he didn't answer many of your questions, but where he did, his answers show that he wasn't always being truthful?
I would say generally.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said impeachment is not off the table, but she said it has to be a solid case and not about politics.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Would you like back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Yeah, let's dig in that mail bag. I wish I'd find...
Let's dig in the mail bag.
Exactly, it's a party. I wish I would find, like, a Hershey's bar with almonds right now. You ever, like, be on some kind of a program where you're swimming laps and you're eating really healthy and you just have that moment in your head? I know all you guys can relate to this. And I mean guys, because I'm from the Northeast, right? So men and women, don't take offense. But anybody trying to do a program, is it not brutal? I'm sorry, it's genetics. Although my mother was a very thin, she was a very curvy but thin, if that makes sense. She was in good shape. I don't know why I said that, but I was just thinking about that. Because I'm doing good, but man, I get those cravings. Get those cravings for chocolate. But nobody sent me chocolate in the mailbag, so I'm going to go to the mailbag and say, hey, this is Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. We do this thing called the mailbag, and if you just tuned in, you can send me your thoughts, whatever they are, to katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and boom, just like that, you are in. So this one from Jason, who says, wow, Kate, I've listened to the show for a long time, and I think you are dead on right about this whole Mueller stuff. Leading up to it, you talked about it. You talked about those moments during the past 2 years. I used to laugh my head off when you'd say Russia, 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 sometimes with an accent. And, you know, here's the thing. If they lift up the rug and they can't prove there's cockroaches there, Guess what? They ain't there. If they can find them, shine the light on them, good. I was with you. But it didn't happen. So here we go again doing the song and dance. And for the Democrats, I think it's a losing hand. I don't know why they would try to keep hammering that same nail. I don't think that this helps them win anything in 2020. And the optics are disastrous. I would move away from it. Would you if you were a Democratic strategist? Yes, if I was a Democratic strategist, this is going to play out because they wanted to do this. The Congress wanted to do this. So this was going to happen. There was going to be a Mueller testimony. But it was disastrous for the Democrats. And I didn't think anything would come out of it. But they hurt themselves. I do think that it's a... It doesn't do anything to help on the presidential side on that run or really anybody who's running for office. So it goes away. 2020 is still a little bit in the future, and I wouldn't hammer this too much. I think it's kind of a mistake because if I were a Democratic strategist, oh, pity the thought. I mean, seriously, because I don't get it. I don't get why... they keep playing that losing hand. While the Republicans have to dodge some of what the president says, and there's awkward moments because it depends on their constituents, there still is a map. I guess that's what it is. It doesn't feel like there's a map. And whoever decided, okay, we really need to put this on the map, we're going to need to drill this, we need to build it up, and we're going to get that payoff, darn it. We're going to get this moment. And you know when you just have to say, I give? They should have said, I give. So to me, it just was what I said, ring around the rosy, and it doesn't do anything to help the Dems. And if I were the Democrats, I would move away from completely bashing what's happening in the administration, and I would look to what they're going to bring, what's going to be different, what are they fixing? I mean, what are the things? Immigration, still healthcare's mess, infrastructure's a mess. What about debt reduction? What about taxes, small businesses, regulation? I mean, I can name the top 10 things I would put on the board and figure out what can we do that's different, right? To me, it's like doing a speech. When you're good at speaking, you have an awesome opening, a really good middle that pulls people in, and then you leave them feeling high. It's the Hollywood ending. There was no Hollywood ending with the Mueller thing. So if I was a Democratic strategist, I would say, okay, boom, they did it, go from there, and then I'd move away from it. I wouldn't really try to use this as a big carrot in 2020. Let's take another one of these. This one is from Rebecca, who says, Kate, I love that you invite anybody of any persuasion, politically or otherwise, to call the show or send you an email. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm sickened by the misogyny of Donald Trump. I don't see how very many women could defend that even before he was elected. But he knows how to play the game. He is straight up all about playing to the moment of Twitter or the camera or whatever it might be. He knows how to do that. That's why Celebrity Apprentice was such a runaway hit. So I got to give him that. And my team, they just put up lousy, lame representatives who do nothing to really rally the American people. I'm very worried for 2020. And the Mueller testimony, I had to turn it off. I was watching part of it. I had the day off. And I really was just annoyed by the whole thing and wanted it to be over. It was way too long for my taste. And the analysis was just ridiculous. Well, that says it all. I mean, you said it. You're saying the same thing I said. I would get away from that narrative. And I agree that there are things that happened with the president female-wise that are awful. And I would, if I were in that White House, I certainly would have also tried to push away from that. I don't get some of the responses, but that goes to the whole Twitter thing. Although, you know, he is what he is. So there's no filter. There's no filter whatsoever. So at the same time, when you're saying Celebrity Apprentice, that was the whole beauty of that. That's why it was such a runaway success, because He just did what he wanted to do, and it worked, you know, period. Let's go to this. Let's go to a couple more. This one's from Misty, because she's never emailed the show before. Kate, I've listened to the show when I can. I have a strange work schedule. Thank you for being there and fighting with the boys, because really, frankly, I think you're one of the few women in radio. I know there's a few others, but I don't hear many of them. And it's probably not easy to be in that arena. So good on you for doing that. And I think that we're all just tired of this whole Mueller report because nothing came out of the report. I mean, listen, I'm an independent. I voted for Republicans. I voted for Democrats, to be honest. It just depends. And I think that the Mueller report in general is just a great big flop and waste of time. So then to hear testimony on top of it is like someone reading War and Peace. Only War and Peace would have frankly been more interesting. And it's just the political types grandstanding, Republicans getting their moment to attack them, Democrats getting their moment to attack the president, trying to get Mueller to say something. And we already knew that was the setup, right? Yes, thank you very much. Yes, we knew what the setup was going to be, of course. What were they going to ask the Democrats and what were the Republicans going to say? And that's exactly what we got. I mean, I could have written the script for you. I won't even say for the most part. I could have written the script because I don't think there was anything that was absolutely crazy surprising that just blew me away. I don't think there was anything that was earth-shattering that you say, aha, we didn't know that. That's incredible. Mm-mm. Nope. Even at one point, because I was kind of flipping around to hear what all the analysis was going to be by the tube heads, the people on TV, like the NBC political director, Chuck Todd. And you know what he said? He said that the testimony, you know, basically it was a disaster. He said the optics were a disaster. And, you know, he said if the whole idea was to capture and captivate Americans' attentions and focus them on the issues here, if that was the goal, it was a complete failure. And then said that Mueller seemed uncomfortable, and that's a good word for it. He was uncomfortable during his appearances before the House Judiciary Committee and the House Intelligence Committee. Absolutely. All right, here's another one. This one comes to us from Jack. Jack says, Kate, I listened to you in Los Angeles. I happened to catch you as I moved there, and I live in the Inland Empire, so to speak. And I found you early, and then I found you later when that was moved. And I have to say that I really enjoy the show a lot. And here's the thing. Nobody wins on the Mueller thing. The reaction to it is, as we always see, you can turn to something that's left-leaning, and they have a different take. You can turn to something that's right-leaning, and they have a different take. And it goes to the politics of our day. You're fed what you prefer to eat, and we get fat on that, and that's it. There was no real bombshell moments. And Republicans certainly know that. And I guess the Democrats were trying to make something happen or come out of it that would be shocking and would make people say, oh, that's just now I can't back him anymore. But you really didn't get that at all. In fact, the testimony was very, very boring. And, you know, what did he do to defend the 2-year-long investigation? Do you think he did anything? I think he was ineffective in the testimony, if that was what it was supposed to be. It seemed like, it seemed like he was answering questions. I mean, it just seemed like, okay, we're going to be here for a whole bunch of hours, and we're just going to ask a bunch of questions, and you're going to spill out answers that don't really take us in any directions. Even Claire McCaskill, the former U.S. senator, she was somewhere I heard her on when I was flipping around, and she said he wasn't a very good witness and said that the Democrats have to be disappointed with his, you know, tepid defense of his investigative work and their work on the Russia investigation, that the, you know, the Democrats didn't really bring it to life. And the hearing was very dry, boring, and nothing came out of it that makes us say, aha, there was something there. There is something in the man cave. Kawhi Leonard, reports of bribes, how he's going to fit in with the Lakers, Eli Manning. Is this it for him and the Giants? We're talking about it in the man cave next. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
invade the man cave.
Hey, yeah, we're in the man cave. Hey, hey. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. If you just tuned in and if you've been hanging out with us and staying all the way through Mueller, North Korea shooting off some projectiles and some of the other things that we've been talking about. We are talking about some sports now. In the man cave, we may talk about some of that, the Mueller report. It'd be laying around where we would say, yeah, 448 page. Raise your hand if you read the Mueller report. I do know someone who did read the whole report. In fact, he was going to come on with me tonight, but he was booked solid. We'll have him another time. He said, he's not surprised that there wasn't any real bombshells that came out of this. So there you have it. It took him a couple of months, actually, to read it, too. And then that's what we would say. Like, if something shocking came out of it, there would be some conversation. Because what do you do in a man cave? Not everything is just solidly about sports. And by the way, she caves are popular, too. Or somebody sent me, somebody gave me a sign made up of Kelly V gave me a sign she found in Mexico that says, I'm going to start posting. I keep saying this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to emphasize it on the air. I'm going to start posting things behind the scenes on Kate Delaney fan page, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. I know it's the evil empire, Zuckerberg and all that, but fan page, nothing's going to happen to you. You're not going to get spamaloid or exposed or any of that. So I'm going to start posting that. And then I'll put some stuff, too, on katedelaneyradio.com. But it's cool. It's all these little slices of license plates. So there you go. So there might be a sign there. And there might be a Cosmo or two behind the bar, right? But if I partake, I'm much more of a beer drinker since I moved to the great state of Texas. I have to be honest. I didn't drink beer before. And I'm not like, you know, it's a once-in-a-while thing for me because I have to be clear-headed so that I can hang out with all of you on these airwaves. Let's go to the first thing that really caught my attention. And that has to be, and I actually had some good insider dope on this, let's put it that way, on the whole Kawhi Leonard thing. You know who Kawhi Leonard is, right? He was just phenomenal for the Raptors. They couldn't keep him. He ends up with the Clippers. And he talked about the Lakers. You know, so there was some conversation about him going to the Lakers, but that didn't materialize, needless to say. And you know, I'm not surprised by that. But he had plenty to say on some of these reports that there were some bribes, the Clippers and the reports of bribing anything to get Kawhi Leonard. Here's what he had to say about that.
A lot of things are made up now in today's world of the NBA. You could start a website or blog and push that out and say Kawhi's doing this, Kawhi's doing that. But it's always important to me to have a mutual understanding between everyone and just be transparent. And, you know, once we had our meeting, I felt like they were true to their word. Nothing really got out. It was a great decision, like I said.
All right, so that was it. He says, it's surreal, boom, I'm here, and he feels good about it. And, you know, he was funny in his press conference, and so now you got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. The Clippers are formidable, let's say that. So it's not just the world of the Lakers in Los Angeles. I know lots of you are listening to us in Southern California, and if you are fans of Showtime, I get it, and I've been to both, but the Clippers are definitely for real. You know, they've got a pretty deep team now, and those two together, woohoo, look out. That's the NBA now. Trading places, mo money, all that whole kind of thing, for sure. And this is what it's about, looking at where players are going and, you know, what's happened since just a month and a few days ago when we were crowning the Raptors champions. Things have changed. Let's put it that way. So we move from the NBA and go to the NFL. NFL's almost here. Hard to believe. We're going to be talking about doing our Nail the Score thing once a week. You have a chance to win some fabulous prizes if you can nail the score. I just pick a game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. It's about the giveaway. You pick one of the two teams. You say who you think's going to win, and then you just give me a score, and it could be anything because we know the scores are funny and funky these days. I mean, you've had like 10-7, 33-18. So there's no symmetry in the numbers. Eli Manning was asked, as he naturally would be with the Giants' woes, what's happening with his future. Remember, he's a two-time Super Bowl MVP quarterback. He reported to training camp in advance of his 16th season. And if things go according to plan, he'll become the first player in Giants history to wear the uniform beyond 15 years. That, to me, is frightening and makes me feel very, very old. Here's what Eli had to say.
You are here. You don't know what the future holds, and you just, you know, I think when you're younger, you assume you're going to keep playing. You just assume you'll be back playing, and you don't think about it. Now, there is that mindset that you don't know kind of the future of things, which is fine, and I think it makes you appreciate being here and want to take advantage and prepare more and be ready to take advantage of this opportunity.
Yeah, so they were there in East Rutherford. He's right. I mean, that's a great career, Eli. Hey, no harm, no foul, number 10. And then the rookie quarterback, Daniel Jones, of course, he's on hand and learning from Eli, hopefully, for these OTAs. And, you know, he's going to keep doing his job until they tell him he can't do his job, I suppose. That's his mindset. But Jones has been under the glare of the big lights. Now people are watching to see what the rookie's going to do. And here he is, just 22 years old. And what kind of mindset is he going to have? I think a pretty good one. He's got some time. Jones signed his rookie contract, $26.7 million over 4 years, with a fifth-year option. That happened this week. People are getting to know him. You know, so we'll see. Not a bad place to be. The Giants will go. I think their fates will change. And, you know, he's the guy who will be there in the future. So that's not a bad thing at all. Right? Of course it's not. And then in the world of sports, the big buzz would be certainly about something that happened in the pool. So when I tell you something that happened in the pool, what are you thinking? Are you thinking that Michael Phelps' record fell? No, that can't be. Oh, my gosh, forever and a day, we thought this guy would just own the lane, so to speak. But there was someone, alas, who was a little bit faster than Michael Phelps, and that was a big story. The fact that his record got broken. 19-year-old Christoph Milak broke his 200-meter butterfly world record. First of all, have you ever tried a butterfly? I'm just saying. Have you ever gone to, like, the community pool and tried a butterfly? I don't know how these guys do it. Phelps was unbelievable. And this 19-year-old had an incredible performance to take gold in 1 minute 50.73 seconds. He beats Phelps' previous benchmark by 0.78 seconds. So how about that? Big day for the 19-year-old. Yeah. And I watched a little bit of video of it. And it was impressive, I have to say. He just flew down the lane. I mean, just flew. As someone who never could master the butterfly, I have a complete appreciation for anybody who can do it as well as any of those world-class athletes do. So congratulations to him. That is very, very, very big. Major League Baseball. Trades. They have, you know, less than 10 days. And what happens in baseball, just like in the NBA, a lot of trades are made and players switch places. You look at July, and it goes until July 31st of the trade deadline. So you've got condos, houses, pets, wives, children that get shuttled around because they're bouncing to another team. And that's what happens. And of course, if you're one of those great players on a lousy team and the team is going to re-rack, especially if you're a pitcher, there's a great chance you could end up playing somewhere else. Sometimes that's to your advantage. It just depends. I always think it's the craziest thing. As someone who covered baseball and got to know some of the players, that's the part of the game, that's the insecurity of the game that so many of them just absolutely did not like. Because unless they wanted to be traded, it was a horrible feeling to have to hurry up and in the dead of the night basically leave one team and go to another one that could be a contender. But the contender thing was the upside. All right, the music means that the maestro is cueing me out of this hour. Thanks so much for...
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.